Hello, this is Dennis Windsor, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for RBC Life Sciences. Thank you for listening. Over the next few minutes, you'll hear about a very exciting new product from RBC Life Sciences called Over 30 that can help support what we are all looking for, a healthier heart. Also, you will want to look for a special email from RBC sent out today that will allow you to purchase the new Over 30 formula at a substantial discount during the next few days. So check your email and also tell your associates to also. I'm privileged to have on the call with me internationally renowned wellness expert Dr. Leonard Smith to discuss RBC Life Sciences' breakthrough formula called Over 30, which has been formulated to support your cardiovascular health. Dr. Smith received his medical degree from the University of Florida College of Medicine in 1969 and teaches there as courtesy professor in the Department of Medicine. He has practiced as a general and vascular surgeon since 1980. Dr. Smith is a member of several professional organizations, including the American College for the Advancement of Medicine, the American College of Surgeons, and the American Preventive Medical Association. He has made a lifelong study of the pharmacology of natural supplements and has used a holistic approach to patient care during his entire career. He is an expert consultant on supplement formulations and is a sought-after lecturer on alternative or complementary medicine, diet, nutrition, and stress management. As a scientific advisor to RBC, Dr. Smith has contributed to the development of a number of RBC products. Welcome to the call, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, Dennis.
Great to have you here today. Well, Dr. Smith, we've been hearing a lot lately about, quote, heart health and how a person maybe can, quote, take care of their heart. And as an experienced vascular surgeon and so much experience within this world of health and nutrition, should we be concerned about trying to take better care of our heart? And really, is this something that we can actually do?
Dennis, I definitely think we should be concerned, and I definitely think it's something people can do. You can't change your genes, but you can certainly change your lifestyle, and I think there's some very simple basic things that I would like to share in that regard, if it's okay with you.
Absolutely.
Well, I've talked about this many times for Royal Body Care. I basically have just coined the term foundational health principles, and there's seven that I'll go over quickly, but these are things that everybody should look towards moving towards this area. And it's not just for the heart, it's for the entire body. But you know, the heart is the what's emphasized because, you know, without that nothing else works. But the whole idea of keeping your body in the right balance not only will help all areas of the body, but certainly will help the heart. So I'll just go through them quickly. And they're very simple. And most people when they hear them will say, well, I know that. Well, the key is not just knowing them, but then actually developing an attitude of wanting to add life to your years, whether you add years to your life or not, by practicing these simple principles. So number one would be drinking high-quality filtered water. And a guideline is about half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. That is just a guideline. Some people actually need more if they exercise a lot, and other people, if they eat a very high vegetable diet, may not need quite that much water. But it does need to be filtered, and we have a pretty good water filtration system right there with Royal Body Care. Number two is, what do we eat? Unfortunately, we're at a point in history on the planet Earth where organic food does matter. There's more articles all the time referring to the fact that organic is better because of the amount of toxicants and pollutants that are on the food. Now, if you can't do that, you can always use some sort of fruit and vegetable wash type preparation to help, but organic is better. And then the composition of the diet's important. A lot of people won't want to hear this either particularly, but it probably should be at least 80, if not 90% vegetarian, and probably half of it could be raw vegetables and fruits, seeds, and nuts. Balancing the right amount of oils with the right amount of protein, fat, and carbohydrate from this type of a diet really will provide a high antioxidant, high fiber, with a balance of soluble and insoluble fiber, which is very important, and a good ratio of protein, and again, the right kind of fats like comes from EPA and DHA, flax oil, olive oil. I know we have one good supplement there in the DHA algae form of essential fats, and they're now showing that flax oil actually does really increase the blood level of EPA. But these are the kind of fats that help protect the membranes, not only of the heart, but the entire body. And then that would be the second one. And then the third one, as we know, is exercise, balancing aerobic and anaerobic. So the aerobic can be swimming, biking, using cross trainer type machines that you see in gyms. And truthfully, most people don't need to do more than 20 or 30 minutes a day of that, particularly if you kind of combine it with some resistance training. And if you do that on a regular basis, 4 to 5 times a week, that's probably been shown to be the most significant thing anybody can do for their health and certainly their heart. Number four would be sleep. A lot of people don't get enough sleep. Most people don't. 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep is important. And if you're not sleeping well, you can certainly supplement with melatonin, 5-HTP or GABA. And actually, we have some of those ingredients in the new Over 30. And I really do think the Royal Body Care melatonin, the way it's formulated, is an excellent enhancer of sleep. But if you don't sleep, your next day is already off to the wrong start, and you get too much of a overdrive of sympathetic discharge and require too much coffee and stimulation to get through the day. And so that's a critical one. I just can't say how important it is for people to get better sleep for their heart health. Five should be obvious, stress reduction, and I do recommend if people can do it, 20 minutes of quiet time at least once, if not twice a day, which could be just sitting in a chair watching the sunset or going for a very slow walk or just having quiet and peace in your life really does help balance out the nervous system. Six is really critical today, which would be detoxification, which is good elimination through the lungs, the kidneys, the intestines, the skin, and the liver. And we've talked a lot about that at Royal Body Care, and a lot of what we've already mentioned in terms of water and exercise and sweating are major ways to detoxify. I think a lot of people probably don't have adequate elimination through their intestinal tract, and again, we have some products that can help that, and I think that's extremely important. And then seven is psycho-emotional and spiritual alignment in both your life and your work. If you're happy with what you're doing and enjoy getting up and going to what you're doing, you know, your whole biochemistry will support you in that. And if you add all seven of these together, you will do better. I mean, there's no question. This is sort of the key of, that's why I call it foundational health. You'll first of all have better body composition, which means your muscle to fat ratio will improve and you'll have less abdominal fat, which they've really shown that the abdominal fat is really tied into heart disease. You'll have more energy, less aches and pains, probably because you have a better redox balance in the body. What does that mean? You've got more antioxidants and you have less free radicals. But maybe the most important part of all this is maintaining a really good glycemic control, which means that your blood sugar doesn't ever get that high, particularly after eating, and it doesn't stay high, so that your pancreas puts out just the right amount of insulin. Insulin is truly the two-edged sword because too much insulin promotes inflammation and fat storage. If you don't have enough insulin, you have major diabetes. So balancing that can be done through these basic foundational health principles.
Well, those are real critical to overall health. Appreciate you sharing that, especially for this group. And, RBC has been committed for so many years and decades to trying to build the whole body. I really appreciate what you talked about, increasing the life to your years, not necessarily just the number of years, but it's the quality of life. And this is a company that's always been committed to that. And you recently spoke at an RBC Life Sciences conference about RBC's new Over 30 nutritional supplement, which really is loaded with specific cutting-edge nutrients that are scientifically proven to be a good for supporting cardiovascular health. And you referenced a book by Dr. Luis Ignaro called No More Heart Disease, How Nitric Oxide Can Prevent, Even Reverse Heart Disease and Stroke. And Dr. Ignaro won a Nobel Prize for discovering the role nitric oxide plays in keeping your heart healthy. And one of the nutrients in the new over 30 formula is L-arginine. There's many nutrients in there, which you'll probably talk about, various ones, but which, according to Dr. Agnoro, can help support the body's development of nitric oxide. And can you share with this audience why you're so excited about the new over 30 formula?
Yes, Dennis. I think that, first of all, I'd like to say there really wasn't anything the matter with the older over 30 formula, but what we've done is just add a completely new dimension to it without removing the previous value to the product. Before, it was more about some basic nutrients that help promote the release of growth hormone if you're doing those seven basic foundational health principles I was talking about. I can't emphasize enough, don't expect over 30 to be a complete magic bullet or anything else for that matter. If you do those health principles, you get a whole lot more for your money when you take over 30. That being said, if you don't, and a lot of people aren't going to take the time to do all those health principles, the nutrients that are in the product can certainly help what we're trying to achieve, which is a balance between the ability to still have something that helps promote growth hormone release in a natural way in the body, but now we're adding on this whole thing of nitric oxide. And as you mentioned, Dennis, the basis of the addition to the new formula is based on Dr. Agnoro's book, No More Heart Disease, and it's sort of a play on words because No is spelled capital N, capital O, which is the biochemical designation for nitric oxide. In all fairness, though, we have to mention Dr. Murad and Dr. Furchtgott because the three of them were the one in 1998 that won the Nobel Prize based on their cutting-edge research on nitric oxide. And for those that are interested in science, I think it's the basis of that whole Nobel Prize was they discovered, and of course it was always there, but it's interesting when we actually find it as human beings, that the body actually, when it produces nitric oxide in the lining of blood vessels, as well as in our immune-fighting cells, it's actually in the form of a gas. So it's a signaling molecule, which means it goes from one point to another, but it goes in the form of a gas. Well, that's not that exciting to most people, but you can imagine the world of biochemistry was so excited about it that they even came up with nitric oxide societies, journals dedicated to nothing but nitric oxide. And at the last count on Google, when I looked before I came to Dallas, there were over 5.5 million citations on Google alone on nitric oxide. So it really is an exciting area, and I think it's good that we've added this to the product, not only because it makes sense, but it also is sort of where science is looking today for how to improve health, at least in one area. So basically, again, though, I want to point out the natural way to increase nitric oxide, can you guess what it is? It's diet and exercise. So I'm just going to briefly say about that before I get right into how over 30 helps that. But from an exercise perspective, it's very interesting. When you exercise and have your heart rate up and are breathing a little bit harder, whether it's again, aerobic or anaerobic or a combination of both, you actually cause the lining of all the arteries of your body to increase the production of an enzyme called nitric oxide synthetase. Well, even the name says it, synthetase is implying that this enzyme helps the arterial lining make nitric oxide. So why would you not want to make more of this enzyme to make it easier for your arteries to make more nitric oxide? Well, guess what? One of the best ways to do that is just to exercise. And the second thing, the diet I mentioned earlier, and again, the whole concept of glycemic control sounds like a scientific term, but you can even find it in Ladies Home Journal if you look at all the different magazines out there today. What does that mean? It means keeping your blood sugar down by not eating too much sugar or too much simple carbohydrates and balancing the fat, protein, and carbs in your diet. Because if your blood sugar gets too high for too long, you release too much insulin. I already mentioned it's a two-edged sword. Too much insulin, and it doesn't mean a whole lot too much, just a little too much, will, interestingly enough, allow your kidneys to reabsorb the metabolic byproducts of arginine, and then those metabolic byproducts will compete with the arginine that's your one in your diet and two in your supplement. If it's competing with it, your arginine doesn't get absorbed and you don't get this nitric oxide effect. So again, that's the two-edged sword there, the right diet, the right exercise. Now, specifically in over 30, we have an easily absorbable, good-tasting form of arginine and citrulline, and those two ingredients alone are part of the magic of increasing the nitric oxide in the body. Again, arginine, we normally get somewhere between 2 to 5 grams in our diet, and it's in a lot of different foods. It's certainly in, it's in animal products. It's also very high in grains and seeds and nuts. So by eating more of the whole grains, seeds, and nuts, and choosing to not eat as much animal products, but the ones you do eat probably do have arginine in it, you're going to get your basic 2 to 5 grams. But if you really want to get the effect of having enough arginine to have an effect on your blood vessels, then adding at least one or two servings of the over 30 per day will help that. Now, before I go any further, I probably ought to just add for those that don't know, and most people don't, well, why is nitric oxide important? Understand we're talking about we're increasing arginine in the diet. We're using diet and exercise to increase the nitric oxide synthetase. Arginine is the precursor to nitric oxide. So if you have enough arginine being absorbed into the lining of your blood vessels, the enzyme will convert it to nitric oxide. Well, why is that important? Well, that nitric oxide gas goes right through the lining, the inner lining of the blood vessels, into the muscular coat of the blood vessels and allows them to relax. So if you relax the blood vessel walls, you increase oxygenated blood flow to every cell of your body, either directly or indirectly. So with that, you promote oxygen and all the nutrients getting to the cells. Well, if you think about the reverse of it, if you don't have enough of that, your blood vessels stay chronically constricted. And if they're chronically constricted, then you really don't get enough nutrients to the cells. And not only that, the heart has to work harder because the blood vessels are constricted. And there's all kinds of data on the internet now about the use of arginine in helping get people out of congestive heart failure through this whole nitric oxide mechanism. So the nitric oxide, remember, when it gets through the arterial wall into the muscle part of the wall, it relaxes the arteries and allows blood to flow better. And that's majorly found in the whole area of erectile dysfunction in males, because again, if you're not getting enough blood, things don't work well, and it really is an actually early indicator that you're probably going to have the same problem with your heart. So it's because for the same reason, the smaller arteries just are not dilating and are not getting enough blood flow to these organs. So that's why this is such a critical nutrient. But what I want to point out is that that's just a part of this over 30. I mean, I think we really need to look at the four areas in over 30 that actually help make the product what it is. And first of all, we'll start out with what we already know about, the antioxidant effect. If you look at over 30, we've got the antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, alpha-lipoic acid, and then quite a bit of B vitamins, including pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which a lot of people may not know, but that's an active form of B6. And B6 is critical not just as a B vitamin, but it's also anti-inflammatory and has antioxidant effects. This high level of B vitamins that are in the over 30 actually help keep homocysteine in balance. Now, what in the world is homocysteine? It's a normal metabolic byproduct that we have, but if it's not converted back to methionine quickly enough, homocysteine in your arteries becomes like having Drano in your arteries. It actually burns the inner lining of the arteries, and it blocks the ability of nitric oxide to do its work. So the synergy here is very important. Not only do you have the arginine and citrulline that's helping produce the nitric oxide, you have these B vitamins that help protect and allow the nitric oxide to be produced. And again, homocysteine is a critical part of cardiovascular medicine today, and anyone having any kind of a problem with their cardiovascular system, that should be one of the blood tests that's checked. I personally think anybody over the age of 40 should have it checked periodically just to make sure that it's not too high, since it's such a major problem, and it's easily corrected with B vitamins, just like the ones we've got in the product. We mentioned briefly about human growth hormone promoters, and in this product, again, we still have the glutamine, the glycine. We have gamma-aminobenzoic acid, known as GABA. We have a little 5-HTP. We have the velvet bean extract, which actually contains a small amount of L-DOPA, and we have pyroglutamic acid. All those are in the original product, and basically, they help release growth hormone if you're doing these seven original foundational health principles we're talking about. And one of the critical parts of it is the quality of sleep. And I'm thinking people are going to find that this product may help them sleep as well because of the GABA and the 5-HTP and the glutamine and glycine in it. But understand, if you don't sleep well, you don't release growth hormone releasing hormone from the hypothalamus. And if you don't do that, then the pituitary gland where growth hormone is stored won't be released. So that's the connection here, and we've modified it a little, but we still have the necessary ingredients in it, I think, to help that pathway work. Another incredible function of the over 30 is helping to balance the liver and enhance liver detoxification. And the part of over 30 that does that, again, would be the glutamine, the glycine, the B vitamins, the antioxidants, but also we've added to it taurine. And taurine is the most interesting amino acid. It's the only amino acid that's not incorporated into protein. It actually acts as a natural calcium channel blocker. What do I mean by that? Probably better to say it the other way around. Taurine helps magnesium get into cells and promotes calcium leaving cells. Well, you might say, well, gee, I thought we wanted calcium in the cells. Well, yes, we do, but everything is a question of balance. Too much calcium isn't good either. And when we are under chronic free radical attack, you know, too much pollutants in the air, too much stress, not enough water, too much the wrong kind of sugars and fats in our diet, and just our environmental stressors that we've talked about, and you have extra free radicals in your body, they actually promote too much calcium inside the cells, which actually affects the whole cellular metabolism. Taurine is a natural way to help get magnesium in the cell, and we do have magnesium in this product as well, and the magnesium actually has a cooling or an anti-inflammatory antioxidant effect inside the cell. Well, that's how taurine works on the heart, the eyes, the brain, but it also works in another way in the liver, in that it actually helps take a lot of the toxins the liver is trying to get out of the body and creates part of taurocholic acid, which is a bile acid that takes the toxins out of the liver to be excreted from the body through the intestines. So taurine is a very special product that's in there, as well as, again, the glutamine and the glycine. Understand they are a part of making a molecule called glutathione, and glutathione is sort of like the number one trash man for all the cells of the body, but it certainly is for the liver. Understand the toxins to get out of the cells and then get out of the liver have to have escort molecules to get them out. And glutathione is one of those. It's actually the major one. And the liver is the major source of glutathione and the need for having it. And glutathione is made out of what? Glutamine and glycine. So you've got a major part of the production of glutathione right here in the over 30. And final, I want to re-emphasize that the fourth other thing that over 30 has is the nitric oxide producers, which are, again, arginine and citrulline, and I didn't mention earlier, but also L-glutamine can convert to arginine. So by having the combination here, you actually have the antioxidants, you have the growth hormone promoters, you have the detoxifiers of the liver, and if they are supporting arginine and citrulline and glutamine and making the extra arginine you need, and you're combining that with the right lifestyle, I think people will find that they will have better circulation, they will have better energy, and they'll be able to just function better overall. So those are the reasons that I'm pleased with this product. And I, in addition to that, after trying it, I think it tastes really good, and I think we're going to find that people will find that it's another RBC product that will actually help enhance their life.
Well, that's a lot of information, and you know, just listening to you, I know I could listen to you for days. And the body is so very complex, and you know, keeping it healthy for the average layperson can almost seem like an overwhelming task, but it really isn't. Your advice and brings it down to simple terms. Really, just right lifestyle choices are paramount to extending that the life of the body, the health of the body, just to live the kind of life, the healthy life we want to have on, for the average person. And supplementing really is critical, just because of all the different you know, challenges in our world today, from the stress, from the environmental challenges, the foods that we eat, the toxicity, everything that comes in our life can you know, really have adverse effect, and supplementing it really does help. And this new and improved formula, which we've had customers taking for years and years, really they will like these additional benefits from taking this new and improved over 30 formula. And I appreciate what you talked about, that having L-arginine easily absorbable and good tasting, you know, that's a very difficult challenge with some of those amino acids, to get them to taste good. And the team did an excellent job on the taste factor of this nutritional drink mix. So is this the kind of product that is good and should be recommended for really for people from all age groups? Should everybody really be taking this product?
Well, I certainly think from 18 on, and probably selectively teenagers could take it as well. I mean, and one of the big areas I didn't even mention I want to add on is that the arginine also has a very beneficial effect on the immune system and actually all parts of over 30. So you could almost call it the 3-in-1 product. I mean, it's affecting growth hormone, it's affecting the immune system, and it's affecting the vascular system. And putting all those together, important. And you see all the huge number of teenagers and young adults with all these viral illnesses and one thing or the other. And we really have reason to believe that this is the right amount of arginine to enhance the immune system, because without healthy immunity, that's another cause of heart disease. I didn't even get into that, but chronic low-grade viral infections will cause an immune imbalance that can actually tend to promote heart disease. So, yeah, I think it is a product for everybody, and it's not about being 50 or 60 and needing more growth hormone and needing your arteries open better. And the fact is, with and I think I might have mentioned it when I was at Dallas, we're living in this epidemic of obesity and type 2 diabetes, and it's all about inflammation, not enough antioxidants, not enough good arterial blood flow. And I think this, that makes this sort of a product that's not, I mean, we call it over 30, but it's really for probably almost everybody because of what I've said about it. And I do think that, again, I want to reiterate in conclusion, it's not a magic bullet. There are no such things as one. You want the symphony, not just the piano player. And when you've got all these ingredients working in synergy together, you end up getting a result that is probably safer and more balanced, because you're addressing several different issues rather than just taking like a huge amount of arginine or one ingredient and trying to get a benefit from that. Because, you know, everything is a question of balance, and I think that's one of the things I respect about what we're doing at Royal Body Care, which is try to create balanced products that have a lot of the nutrients that we know act at several different points in order to come up with the right results. So I'll be very interested to see how people respond and do with this product as we move into the future.
Well, the you know, the advice for just 18 and above, it really is a great product. You know, you're pinpointing these three areas of you know, supporting growth hormone, that just that whole area of the body. You know, everybody that I know and everybody I probably come across, everybody wants to look better, and that's kind of what that category can help do. And, you know, the immune system, supporting the immune system, everybody definitely wants to feel better. The immune system definitely can help you have overall health within that. And then the third area, vascular, cardiovascular, you know, health, you know, no doubt that we want to be healthier longer. Thank you, Dr. Smith, for your insights into how beneficial taking over 30 can be for supporting cardiovascular health. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the reasons why you enjoy the benefits of over 30. Well, taking care of your heart should definitely be one of your wellness goals. Order your supply of over 30 today from RBC Life Sciences and definitely share it with your friends and family. And again, check your email from RBC sent out today. This email will allow you to purchase the new Over 30 at a substantial discount during the next few days only. So check your email and tell your associates to also. And now is the time to order Over 30 for you, for your parents, for your children, for your kids, and get everybody to try this product as soon as they can. Thank you for listening.